We have three presenters, and they're going to hand off to each other. They're all part of the same integrated presentation. And I believe that John Hewlett will be up first. And John has been on our series before in the past. He's also part of what is working in the background to keep the technology as well as it does. Technology isn't perfect yet. If you have some issues, audio or whatever, please enter that information in the chat box and we'll try to work on it. But John is a farm and ranch management specialist at the University of Wyoming and a member of the regional Right Risk and Right Navigator teams. He has also coordinated past efforts of the regional WIRE program. And I have really appreciated getting to know John a lot better over the last 3 or 4 years and working with him. And he also has a small commercial operation himself with his family and brings a wealth of insights. Following John, and a part of this team this morning on Risk Navigator Tools, is Jay Parsons, Assistant Professor and Associate Director of the Individualized Mathematics Program at Colorado State University. Jay Parsons, I hope I said that right, is also the founder and president of Optimal Ag Consulting, Fort Collins, Colorado, where he and his wife have also formed a subsidiary company called Optimal Livestock Services. Jay's professional efforts are committed to helping farm and ranch families succeed. And the final member of this team is Dwayne Griffith. And Dwayne is an extension farm management specialist at Montana University. His interests include production economics, financial analysis covering all aspects of farm and ranch business performance. And this, these three individuals probably know this subject matter about as good as anyone that you can find, and also have a wealth of very practical experience of putting it to work, helping farmers and ranchers manage risks. So without further ado, I want to turn this over to John. And the program is yours until we get back to Q&A at the end.
Okay, well, thank you, John, for that very kind introduction. And on behalf of all three of us, I certainly want to thank you, John, for the opportunity and the team working behind the scenes to make all of this possible, the opportunity to make this presentation today. Our hope is we can offer some tools and techniques for folks looking to better manage risk in these uncertain times that we're facing in the current day's environment. It might be helpful to just review this morning what we mean by risk. And typically when we talk about this, we're talking about the probability of an event occurring that can impact current profit level. That's the first thing we usually think of. And then probably the second thing we'll think of is financial situation in terms of our equity position and ability to stay in business in the longer term. The thing we don't often think about in ag, I think, is satisfaction and well-being as another source of risk and a threat or a factor in our ability to best manage and use good management practices and so on. And risk can really affect that through some psychological and other kinds of human resource factors that we don't often consider. And in fact, risk can come from a number of different sources. Traditionally, we think of five different sources of risk. The first two, production and marketing, are the ones we probably pay most attention to in agriculture, in the fact that weather and forces that we really don't have a lot of control over can affect the yield and quality of our commodities that we produce. Forces outside of our control also tend to adjust and cause changes in the market environment that we face, and so changing in the price that we receive and in fact the prices of inputs that we need to actually make those crops and livestock commodities come about. The third one there, financial risk, is another certainly area of risk that we pay a lot of attention to in terms of our ability to repay debt and also to meet cash flow demands through an operating year. So those first three we think about quite a lot. More recently, we've thought more and have had to pay more attention to legal risk in terms of our contractual responsibilities and protection against certain kinds of liability risks that often in the past were not something that we had to worry about. And finally, human resource risk, both in terms of employees and making sure that the jobs get done on a day-to-day basis, but also in terms of ourselves as managers and making sure that we have the skills and abilities that are necessary and capacity to actually carry out the plans and whatnot that we have in mind for our organization. Well, this morning, what we have in mind is to present material that comes from a text that was just released at the end of October, titled Applied Risk Management in Agriculture. And actually, the three of us represent a whole team of folks that have been working over the last several years to get this put together. This text includes the strategic risk management process that you see described on the screen there, and the 10 steps that are encompassing what we're calling a strategic risk management process, allowing folks to manage risk in a more strategic and comprehensive way. So we thought it would be helpful this morning to briefly recap what those 10 steps are before we move in to the discussion of the tools that help to accomplish each and every one of those 10 steps. So this process, the strategic risk management process, starts with a segment on strategy and looking at exactly where we want to take the operation in the long run. And so we not only do that by looking at what resources we have to work with, but also describing the direction for the operation. So the very first step here is to conduct a financial health checkup, if you will, trying to get a better understanding of the extent of the resource base that we have to work with, as well as the health and viability of the financial resources that we have at our disposal. The second step is to determine risk preference. So at this point, we would be looking at how much risk we're comfortable with managing, and not only us, but the other players that might be involved, whether that be a spouse or children or aunts, uncles, cousins, whoever all it may be that we're working with to manage this operation, considering their preferences and tolerances for managing risk and willingness to carry that, as well as differences between sources of risk and how our management strategy is accommodating at those types of risk. The third step is to establish risk goals for the operation, really describing where we want to go with risk management and the specifics of how we plan to get from where we currently are to that point where we're more comfortable with the risk management plan and the levels of risk that we're accepting with the various enterprises that we're managing. The third segment then of the strategic process is the tactical level, and at that stage we're actually looking at how we're planning to accomplish those strategic goals. So really choosing the right things to do, if you will, and the specific steps and techniques we plan to use to move from where we are to ultimately where we want to be. The first step of that tactical level is to determine the sources of risk. And here we're trying to evaluate the threat, or in some cases the opportunities that risk represent, and how those vary from one source to another, because they won't be equal in all cases. And we're looking at the risk to not only the business and the business structure, but also to the people that are involved in the management of the operation. The fifth step then of the process will be looking at identifying the various management alternatives available to us for managing risk. And those are usually quite a few, and trying to sort out which ones are best can be quite a challenge. But we're also trying to consider, as we look at these various alternatives, how they will help move us either toward our goals or perhaps taking us away from our ultimate direction and destination where we'd like to be in terms of managing risk as well as other dimensions of the operation. The sixth step will be to determine the likelihood of the outcome. So as we look at those various alternatives open to us, we look at estimating the likelihoods using statistical methods to calculate or approximate what we think is most likely, and then deciding between those courses of action, using that information to help us decide which may be best as we move forward. The seventh step is to actually choose the best risk management alternative by having ranked those various alternatives and looking at the pros and cons, or trade-offs, if you will, between the management alternatives and how they help to either improve our risk profile or perhaps move us towards some other more risky alternatives and perhaps represent a greater threat. And so through this step, we actually weigh the pros and cons, the pluses and minuses, and actually make a choice then to implement into the operational stage. The operational management stage then is to actually implement those plans, making them happen on a day-to-day basis. So those activities that we do week to week or month to month in the operating cycle that actually move us toward our goals in the longer run. So here we're concerned with actually making sure that those steps get accomplished in the right way. Implementing those plans, actually getting them to happen on the ground through the management and labor that we apply as farm and ranch managers and in control of the resource flows and so on through the operating year. So implementing those plans is then followed by monitoring and adjusting, because the best laid plans often don't go just as they've been designed. And so we absolutely need to monitor our resource use and the implementation of those plans, as well as adjust to make sure that we stay on course as we move forward over the course of a year. Finally, replanning is a step that we suggest that people stop and take an inventory, if you will, of what kind of performance has occurred up to that point in the operating year. We recommend at least annually a person would do this, but actually considering where we are with our goals, our enterprise activities, our inputs and outputs of resources, are they still at appropriate levels? Is our resource base still healthy? And are we still moving on the right track? In summary, our strategic goals really are determining where we want to go with the operation. Where we are now is set by setting up or investigating the health of our financial resources, our risk preferences I talked about a second ago, and then our sources of risk and what threats we feel from those sources. How we're going to actually get to where we want to be will be laid out through tactical and operational plans. We'll talk about that just a little more today. What we want to focus on today with the majority of our presentation is to discuss the tools that we've developed through the Risk Navigator program to help implement this 10-step process in a typical farm or ranch setting. And to do that, we're going to use a case study that's covered in our textbook. In fact, there is a chapter in the text that lays out the whole background with this farm, which is known as the EWS farm, home of Aaron Sprague in the lower right-hand picture with his family, but also includes his father and brother-in-law, which are listed and shown in the picture in the upper left-hand corner there. We will use the Sprague situation to demonstrate how we'll use the Risk Navigator tools in a typical setting, and we'll start off this morning with determining the financial health of the Sprague situation. And to do that, Dwayne Griffith is going to lead us through a brief presentation of that financial health and welfare of the family and the situation, as well as looking into the use of the RD financial tool, which we've designed to provide the ability to look into the financial statements, the income earning capacity of the business, as well as the long-term viability through financial analysis of the performance of the business as a whole. So with that, Dwayne, I will turn it your way.